Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
All right, I have to tell you, nothing frustrates me more than when I've got some data.
Nothing.
Just nothing. Nothing this week.
Yep,
today. Upsets me more than when my data expires. So I had a possibility of watching 5 or 6 movies or just surfing and it's taken away from me. Nothing upsets me more.
You are not alone.
Expiring data it should be legal.
You paid for it, and yes. Why can't you use it? And
exactly,
how dare you?
So yes. Now ICASA has got some regulations relating new regulations concerning cell phone data. What is it?
Yes, I'm going to try and keep it as simple as possible. There's good news and there's some bad news. Let's start with the bad news.
Yeah, let's get that out the way.
So ICASA, that's the communications regulator, has backed down on its previous draft regulations that data bundles would not expire for 3 years, saying that now there only has to be a simple data rollover offered to consumers, and they're not saying for how long it needs to roll over for. So it's a bit of a backpedal there.
Okay, but that's a Consumer Protection Act thing, isn't
it?
The prepaid products must be redeemable for at least 3 years.
Yes.
That is in our, it's an act.
I've been banging on about that for 7 years now, and we've spoken about it very often on this show. So, as I said, 7 years since the CPA came into effect, and the cell phone networks have in those years consistently refused to bow to consumer pressure to stop making airtime and data expire after a month or two or three.
So
it
effectively,
should be for 3 years.
They're confiscating it. They're taking it back. They're not allowed to take it back. They confiscate it.
They confiscate it in under 3 years, and in fact in under 3 months in most cases, despite it being paid for. Okay, and then they resell it. In November, ICASA proposed a uniform 3-year data expiry for all bundles, no matter the size. Mm. But the network operators predictably argued that data expiry was necessary to help them plan their networks as part of their business model, read income. They said, you know, if that was messed with, they would have to change their model, and it was going to, the costs were ultimately going to be borne by consumers, as always happens. So, of course, yeah, very much protecting a nice chunk of their income there. Vodacom, interestingly, in the document that ICASA published on the public holiday, Vodacom told ICASA that 62% of its subscriber base uses data bundles with a validity period of less than 30 days. Okay? That's just one network.
That's 62% of people, if they don't use their data, it's taken away.
Yeah, look, some would use it all, but many wouldn't. And then it gets confiscated, they've paid for it, and it gets resold. Mm. Here's how MTN justified not making data valid for 3 years to ICASA. You have to listen carefully for this one.
Right.
Section 63 doesn't apply to prepaid data bundles, as it requires that a consumer be given 3 years within which to redeem a voucher, and not a period of 3 years to actually use the data bundles that were made available pursuant to the purchase of a voucher.
Yeah, you lost me.
Okay, so if you did get a bit of it, let it sink in. The way I see it, they're saying you can redeem it doesn't mean you have 3 years to use it. Well, what's the point of something being valid for 3 years if you can't use it? It's like unwrapping the chocolate and then looking at it for a few weeks and not being able to eat it, okay? The way I see it, if you can't use what you've redeemed, if you can't derive the full benefit of what you've spent your money on upfront, there's really no point in Section 63. And happily, the National Consumer Commission, the NCC, agrees. The commission spokesman Trevor Hutton told me earlier this week that the commission is of the view that prepaid data should not expire unless 3 years has passed or the data has been used up. And then he said, the network providers resell that unused data, data that has been paid for and legally belongs to the subscribers who have paid for it in advance.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot and will not promote undue enrichment. Consumers are entitled to the full value of the data that they have paid for.
Yeah.
And if this part I really like. If a network is unable to hold on to the unused data for consumers for 3 years, which they argued they can't, they should create a mechanism then to refund consumers the monetary value of the unused data at the time of expiry.
Exactly.
So he's saying you can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
I'm mentioning the NCC comment because ICASA has now handed this data expiry issue over to the NCC, saying, you look after the CPA, here, you have it.
I want to use another chocolate analogy. It's like Easter, and your kids do an Easter egg hunt, and they've got a basket full of chocolate, and at the end of it, as a parent, you say, but you have to eat them today. Whatever Easter eggs you don't eat today, I'm taking from you. I'm not just taking them from you, I'm also selling them to the neighbor's kids.
Yeah, good analogy.
That's exactly what. Okay, so what now?
Well, now we have to wait to hear what action the NTC is going to take. And I have to say they've been upfront in saying that they don't agree with what the networks are doing with, you know, with this data expiry business for many years now. And we haven't seen any action. But it sounds like they plan to do something. And Trevor Hutting told me that they'll come out and make some announcements before the end of the week.
All right, so that's the bad news. I would like my data to be valid for 3 years. Uh-huh. We're not getting it.
Everybody's, yes. Yeah.
So it's bad news. You said there's good news.
There is good news, and it's quite a bit of good news, I'll tell you about that in a little bit.
Okay. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
So Wendy, so for now, data still hasn't been, still won't be valid for 3 years. That's the bad news. But you said to me there's good news in this, the new ICASA regulations.
Okay. So the regulations were published on the 30th of April to come into effect a month from then, which makes it the 30th of May. Mm-hmm. So here's what the network operators have to do. And this is all about making us get as much value from the data that we have bought as possible. So they've got to send you what they call usage depletion notifications once you've reached half your bundle, and then 80%, and then 100%, so that you're going to know exactly where you are
100%.
In that usage. So there's
so you don't have to dial *1468# /
SMS,
hash
your pick children's option middle three. Name.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So that's all about preventing people from being automatically defaulted to those very high out-of-bundle rates, which most of us will have experienced that the horrible bill shock on that.
Okay, that's a small
yes, so there's more. That's not all.
But wait.
Operators must provide consumers with the option of rolling over unused data. They must do that before it expires, okay, to ensure that you don't lose unused data. Unfortunately, ICASA hasn't prescribed how long that data must be rolled over for, so I'm guessing it's not going to be very long.
Not 3 years.
But listen to this. This is the part that I really like, because I had so many complaints about this over the years, because some operators do this already. So if you roll over that unused data, it must be used before any newly allocated data. Because up till now, it's been last in, first out.
Yes.
And there's been a very good chance that that rolled over data will expire anyway, because first you've got to use up your new allocation.
Yes.
Okay, so I love that.
That's brilliant.
It is brilliant.
Because I just looked on my phone before this interview, and because I buy bundles occasionally on specials and whatever, I've got three separate types of data. That's my recurring data and my
it's a lot to administer,
bundle.
Darren.
No, but it irritates me that I can't choose the data that's about to expire keep the rollover.
So there's no more last in, first out. And then, last but not least, operators will have to provide an option for subscribers to give their unused data to other users on the same network.
Is that happening?
Well, that's what it says, and that's
brilliant.
From the end of the month.
So if I've got 12 gigs lying over and I'm not using it, I can gift
expire,
it to someone.
Yes.
But will it expire the same date for them?
Probably.
Or will
they
now get 30
days?
No. Okay. So
the regulation is not that explicit, but it doesn't make sense that it would require a whole new full amount. So it will be the balance.
From the 30th of May. So I could turn to Kerry Miller and say, Kerry, would you like? I'm not going to use all of this. Would you like 10 gigs?
Yes. If you're on the same network.
Yeah. Same network.
Yeah, of course. Sweet. Okay. So all of that, I think you'd agree, adds to...
It'll be the first time I give it to Kerry.
Far more consumer-friendly policies. This is Consumer Watch, Darren. And indirectly, it means lower data spend.
Okay, but we're still fighting the fight, and we want our data to be valid for 3 years.
Well, yes, the NCC is still going to come back to us on that, and believe me, I'm going to be agitating.
Oh, fabulous, thank you.
So, to be continued,
I think. And if you want to engage with Wendy directly, you can do so on her Twitter. It's Wendy Nola with a K. Wendy
Wendy Nola.
At Wendy Knola. On Twitter. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.
East Coast Breakfast with Darren Moore, Kerry, and Sky.